Welcome to Will It Game, the podcast about pitching terrible board game ideas to people who have a lot more sense than us. I'm Ryan Gutowski, and I'm joined today with my buddy, Rick White. How are you doing, Rick?
Hello. I'm ready to win. A loss last week. It's time to get back on the victory train.
That's right. That's right. And our guest judge today is Mark Spector from Grand Gamers Guild. How are you doing today, Mark?
I'm doing great. Hello, everybody.
Excellent, man. You guys produce some pretty incredible games. Why don't you tell our listeners about the latest game that you guys are publishing that's currently on Kickstarter?
Sure. Right now we have the Artemis Project on Kickstarter. It is the story of colonizing Europa, a moon of Jupiter above and below the ice. It is a dice placement, engine building, and set collection game. It has had an amazing run so far, and it comes to a finish on the 5th of October, and we're expecting big things. This is our first big game that we're doing on our own, and we're real excited about how things are going.
It's pretty awesome. The artwork, everything, the video for the project looks phenomenal. It's definitely a project that you want to check out. And knowing your track record and the things you guys have done in the past, this is definitely something that somebody wants to get on their game shelf.
So, and I mean, I've been checking out the Kickstarter, preparing for this, and probably will be doing it during the podcast. So, you know, you guys feel free to do that as well.
At the detriment of building your game, you're doing that. Good job.
Oh, yeah. Oh, am I supposed to have something ready?
Yeah. We know what it's like to be unprepared. We had a podcast a couple weeks ago where we were completely unprepared, and it went off the rails real fast. So in Will It Game, Mark is going to be our guest judge, and he's going to judge two board game pitches that Rick and I are going to throw out there. And then at the end of the show, Mark is going to decide which game he would like to see most. Nothing's going to happen. And if you're a board game designer and you feel like stealing these ideas, go for it. Have fun with it. And also, you all, the listener, have a part in this. You can head over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/oneboardfamily, and you can vote for your favorite pitch on the poll that's attached to the top of the page. So let's get this one started. We are actually going with the theme of adventure because of Mark's latest project. So, Rick, would you like to throw yours down first, or would you like me to go first?
I would like for you to go first, sir.
Okay, sounds good. Mine is called Caves of Misfortune. So basically, you've got this world map. It's kind of like a quad-fold board. You've got six different locations to explore. And then at each location, you actually have a dedicated deck of cards that have either treasure or hazards on the cards. The different locations actually have a difficulty level. So I would say maybe we put like a couple skulls on there for the different different difficulties. So you could either go safe, play it safe, go to the one with one skull, or play it difficult with three or four skulls. Then the active player basically rolls two dice per player. So let's say Rick, myself, and Mark are playing this game. Somebody's going to roll six dice, and the active player gets the first choice of die. They get to choose which location they want to go adventuring in, and then they're going to pick up a card to see if it's a treasure or a hazard. And kind of like, you know, the mechanics of Roll For It, where you're allocating dice to a card to meet certain criteria, that's kind of what you're going to find on these treasure cards. As you flip over a card, some of the lower end cards, so the cheaper treasures, they're going to have like one dice that you got to have a specific number. And then some of the higher end cards, you're going to have three dice that you have to allocate. And you're going to be trying to allocate dice one at a time from this dice pool to get that treasure. There's also going to be a thing called the base camp, which gives you a chance to either lock in a single die for later use, or you can draw an ability card that'll give you a perk. Maybe it'll be change the face of a die or reroll the die pool, something like that. The game ends when one player has reached 10 treasures, no matter what the values are, and then everybody flips over their treasures to find out what their total score is based on their values. That is Caves of Misfortune.
You mean Caves of Roll For It. Go ahead.
Actually, you hater.
Actually, my initial reaction is that you're doing a very good job of playing to your audience, and what I mean by that is You know, you started off by talking about a board divided into different sections with decks of cards that gave you a thing. I mean, that is almost to a T what the board for Endeavor Age of Sail looks like. I mean, mechanically, very, very different. But there are multiple sections of the board. You move on to those boards, those sections of the board, and then you you do many things, but at some point you are vying to get those cards. So definitely appealing, especially when you talk about dice. I mean, obviously, with Artemis Project on Kickstarter right now, that was a sort of a cheap plug, but quite
That's why I did it. Artemis Project inspired me. I've been looking at that project for the past 2 weeks.
Yep, so you definitely know I like my dice placement. I like when you can use dice in fancy and unique ways. So my initial reaction is that there is some measure of potential there, and I am very keen to see what your challenger is going to bring to the table.
All right, Rick, bring it, man.
Oh, no. That was, like, the worst transition, because I feel terrible about what's about to happen.
It's going to be good.
Yes. Okay, so here's the thing. We went very, like, license-heavy in our first few episodes, but it has been 5 episodes since we've done that. So I was like, you know what? I'm going license this time. So, ladies and gentlemen, 20 years in the making, we've got Homeward Bound, the board game. What is Homeward Bound? Well, it was that awesome movie from the 90s where two dogs and a cat, one of them being voiced by Michael J. Fox and the other by Sally Field, are lost and having to venture through the wilderness in order to make it home. So, yeah, you start out, you got 3 players each taking on the role of one of these characters, and you've got different abilities. If you're the cat, you can sneak around. If you're Chance, you're brave and really fast and have lots of energy. If you're Shadow, you've got lots of wisdom because you're old. That's how it works. And you're moving from the ranch where you think you've been abandoned all the way back to the city of San Francisco where your family has moved. And so you've got all kinds of perils you're going to face straight from the movie, like, you know, the elements. You might be fighting off bobcats that are trying to attack you, and you totally get rid of them by turning the rock into a seesaw. Yeah, I know how much you don't remember about the plot of Homeward Bound. I understand. And also, you know, figuring out what do you do when you get porcupine quills stuck in your face because you tried to sniff the porcupine too much. And then the biggest bad guy of all is, of course, the dog pound. You don't want to end up in the dog pound. If you end up stuck there, you've got to really work together to get out. So Homeward Bound, the board game, is going to be a big slap in the face of nostalgia for all the 90s kids out there that'll really get you going. And hey, you know what? If we get enough Kickstarter funds, because of course this is going to Kickstarter,
of course
this board's going to be double-sided, because then we're going to play Homeward Bound 2 on the other side of the board.
That's so good.
You're going through the streets of San Francisco because they tried to put you on an airplane and you thought that you were in trouble, and so you ran away thinking they were sending you off to the dog pound. And then you do almost the exact same thing as you did in the first movie, except now you're on the streets of San Francisco. We've got cards that'll give us actions. We've got cards that'll give us, like, different abilities. And there'll also be some cards that give us the different struggles and problems that we might face. But you'll kind of be tracking your action on a board.
Like
I'm
fleas?
Thinking kind of like well, fleas obviously are an issue. But the board movement, I'm kind of thinking of something like Planet of the Apes to kind of progress through from the beginning to the end of your adventure. So, nostalgia, Homeward Bound, the board game. I think it's wonderful.
It's ridiculous, man. It's so good.
I worked really hard.
I know you did. So, Mark, what you got for Rick here?
Be gentle. I'm very sensitive.
Well, okay. So, Rick, I have to ask you a question before I give my judgment here.
How old are you? What's Homeward Bound? Please say that.
Please say what's Homeward Bound. Please ask that question.
No,
I am 31 years old.
Well, first of all, okay, so that makes perfect sense. Because when you started your explanation, I literally said to myself, uh-oh, I have no context for this. I said, in my head, what is Homeward Bound? Okay, I'm 42, and What that means is that my connection to animals adventuring across the wilderness is not Homeward Bound, but it's actually a book called The Incredible Journey, which I don't know if you have any have that in your...
The movie is based off of that novel.
Exactly.
There you go. Nice.
So when I was a kid, there was an Incredible Journey movie. And in fact, while you were talking, just to make sure I wasn't crazy, I actually Googled it, and I see a picture of the book that I know, and very, very, I'm sorry to say, Ryan, very much loved.
Yeah, so, this is going to be bad for me. Caves of Misfortune will never be made.
See, I was very worried that you were like, I had no idea what you were talking about. And I was like, I've done the opposite of Ryan, but secretly I had done the exact thing I was hoping for. Hitting a, that's really, really all I'm going for here. Nostalgia.
Yeah, so if my memory serves, and again, this is now going back over 30 years, there was also an Incredible Journey movie, and it was the kind of film that they showed on Fun Friday at school. And, you know, it was kind of like you had your spelling test, and then you went out for recess, and in the afternoon you had your movie and you went home. And, you know, between my love for animals and especially dogs and just the whole adventure thing, you definitely, I mean, granted, you have the wrong cultural touchstone because it's a decade misplaced, but I will give you a pass.
There we
because
go.
I am super impressed that somehow you managed to pull this bit of 90s, you know, heartstrings tugging book and movie out of nowhere.
Yes.
My guess is that you would probably be able to obtain that license for a song, sir.
Yay!
although you might have some difficulty hunting down who in the world actually owns it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, is this the point at which I'm supposed to actually give my judgment?
Yes, sir. So now you are going to weigh these two amazing games and decide which one you, yourself, would love to see on your game shelf.
No, again, don't put it that high.
I know.
That sucks the least is the standard I put it to.
I know. I keep assuming that one day we'll throw up good pitches.
Yeah, one day it'll happen.
So, and I apologize, what was the actual name of your game again, Ryan?
Caves of Misfortune. It's something that is on the tips of everybody's tongue except for yours, apparently. No, I'm just
sure.
Playing.
Well, okay, so obviously Caves of Misfortune touches on the adventure theme. It touches on it in what I would consider to be a much more tried and true way than The Incredible Journey. I mean, there are a number of games out there, and I'm not sure if you gave an exact setting for this, but Caves of Misfortune could be Indiana Jones-ish,
yeah,
or it could be,
yeah,
pirate-ish, but it has a lot of ways that it can turn.
Yes.
In as much as those different settings resonate with a lot of gamers, I have to say that Rick inadvertently took me back 35 years.
Nice.
and wins it with Homeward Bound, or for me, The Incredible Journey.
Yes.
That's good.
Because now I feel like I need to find that movie and watch it with my,
yes,
kids.
That's awesome.
Yes, I think we can have like alternate character skins. Like there are. The characters are slightly different breeds in the original movie.
Oh, that's funny.
And have different names, so maybe they can be featured differently, you know.
That's
going to be a Kickstarter stretch goal.
That's really cool.
There you go.
I like it.
I mean, this game is just screaming. I think, so I'm still looking. I'm cheating. I'm looking at the internet. But I think we have a pit bull, a golden retriever, and a Siamese cat. And, I mean, so obviously those breeds certainly...
Yeah.
They're iconic. There are personality traits that are associated with them. And honestly, you could even, I mean, with multiple cultural touchstones, you could have other breeds of cats.
Yep.
You could have other breeds of dogs and let people pick. And then, you know, there's little character cards.
Yeah.
I mean, this is definitely something you could have fun with.
That's a good one, Rick.
So,
you did really well.
Congratulations, Rick.
Awesome.
Sweet.
So now you guys get an opportunity to vote if you think that Mark made the best decision, if nostalgia took you home, Homeward Bound perhaps. Be sure to head over to facebook.com/oneboardfamily and you can vote for your favorite. We'll keep this poll up for 1 week from the date of this episode and you can vote and tell us which one you enjoy enjoyed the most. And one more time, Mark, what project are they looking for on Kickstarter that they can back right now?
Sure. Please go and look for The Artemis Project, the story of colonizing Europa above and below the ice.
We'll have a link in the show notes. Be sure to visit that. And until next time, we will see you at the table.
Punchboard Media,
where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.